As I was a walking down Paradise Street,
away, away, blow the man down.
A pretty young damsel I chanced for to meet.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
She was rounding the counter and bluffing the bow.
Away, away, blow the man down.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Greg Isaac, Eric Reiner, Trisha. This is a song from the early 20s when hurricanes did not exist. Climate changes are happening. Am I right, Eric?
Yes, whether people want to believe it or not.
Yes, thank you very much.
Give me some time to blow the man down. This
okay, Greg wins the poll.
Calm down. This is the ex-Siemens Institute.
What? What did he say?
Wow, I mean,
what's
worse,
going on here?
How much worse could it get? But it's true, that's really who it is.
No way, I don't believe that for a second.
The ex-Siemens Institute.
What's the title of the song?
S-E-A.
Blow the man down.
Oh.
This is terrible. From Tusk.
From who?
Tusk.
That was with, what's his name?
Justin Long.
Justin Long.
Yeah. Right. Did you see it?
You know what? We're going to watch it, and then we got...
And this is...
This is in the movie. This is a really creepy song in the movie. This is, you hear this song finally when you see Justin Long as a walrus.
Is that worth watching?
It is an amazing movie.
And here's some little
disturbing.
Really?
Guess
yes.
What?
All right,
guys.
Kathleen, we got to watch Tusk.
Yes, you have to watch Tusk. It's a little bit, it takes some time to get into it. So perhaps like the first half hour, you're going to have a little bit of patience. But the rest of the movie, you will be deeply, deeply disturbed.
Well, this movie also will be the theme song for Caitlyn Jenner's new movie.
Okay.
It will be.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Every time I see the phone ring, I know exactly who it is. And
who is it?
I just don't know what she's going to say.
Yeah?
Ooh, that sounds
interesting. She had something about the ex-Siemens Institute?
Yes, she did.
She used to go there?
Yes.
Oh. Is she on the line?
She got educated there. So this is Breakthrough Entertainment, Songs Made Scary by Horror Movies 4. We have done this 3 times before, and we will do it again soon.
At a theater or drive-in near you.
Yes, yes. And 4 as in the Roman numeral 4, right?
What does that mean?
Because that's a little more stylish, right?
It is?
Yeah, when you're doing movies, right?
What am I doing?
It's a little more stylish to use Roman numerals than just the numbers.
You mean like for sequels?
Yeah.
I don't know. Insidious 2, 3, they have
they
numbers.
Did, yeah. Well, but those are not very good.
Am I supposed to play something right now?
No. No.
You're just asking me a question?
I'm just asking you a question. Wow. Okay.
I think John threw him off.
I think John threw me off. Yeah, all right, so...
That was a John? Sounded more like a Juana.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, all right, well, there are a lot of other horror movies that are going to be coming out. Of course, Insidious Chapter 3 just opened yesterday. There's several more to look forward to. We'll be covering some of them on Breakthrough Entertainment. The next one coming up is The Gallows. I've seen trailers for this. It's about some kids that are putting on a show at a haunted theater or something like that. I think it's another handheld movie. It actually looks a little bit creepy, so it could be good. Could be good. Sinister 2, of course, I mentioned it earlier. Sinister, starring Ethan Hawke. What an amazing movie that was. That was really creepy. And did anyone see Sinister, no. The original Sinister?
No.
Seriously?
I don't remember. I think I did. Who was in it?
Ethan Hawke. Ethan Hawke.
No, I saw it.
It was
Spinister.
About, it, Spinister?
Yeah.
No, that's
Spinster?
That's
no, Spinister. That was a sister.
I like playing Twister. So... Eric, no, it was about the Ethan Hawke was watching these videotapes that he found in his house, these old films, and they were black and white. And
I
people
did see
killing
that.
Themselves, yeah. Not killing, well, they were killing themselves, but something was killing them, yeah. Anyway.
I did see it, and I remember that I watched it because I'm looking at the poster.
Yeah.
I saw it on Netflix, I believe. I don't remember it.
It was. I really liked the movie. I'm hoping that the second one is good. New cast for it. Shannon Sossaman, I believe. And
she's in Wayward Pines.
Yes, she is. That is getting really weird, isn't
I
it?
I like that show.
Yeah, me too. Me too. That's a really weird show. We'll mention that again in a moment. But Sinister 2, watch the trailer for that. There is a scene that really made me jump just in the trailer alone. That was so exciting. That's what makes me look forward to Sinister, is that when a trailer can actually make you scared and make you jump. That's great. That's great.
As long as that's not the only part of the movie.
Exactly.
That makes you jump.
Exactly. But it's also a really creepy looking demon type thing as well. Then also The Visit. Speaking of Wayward Pines, of course, one of the producers of Wayward Pines is M. Night Shyamalan, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Who? He is one of the executive producers.
And by the way, this next episode, episode 5 of Wayward Pines, is supposed to have a huge twist.
And by the way, this is the best thing he's ever done.
I agree. It's one of the best things he's done. I liked Circles? Signs.
Signs? Yeah. That was awful.
Oh, come on.
That was horrible. Every single one of his movies is completely horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought Signs was pretty good.
You're but on there,
that,
Greg.
Signs was one of the only ones of his that I am like yeah. Shyamalan that I really liked, actually.
Yeah. But otherwise, I would generally agree with you. But he does have another one coming up called The Visit. Now, I'm not supposed to know this, but I hear that it's very good. Apparently, one of my friends saw a super early test screening of it, and I will not say his or her name to protect the innocent because they're not supposed to tell.
We all know who it is.
You might. You. There's like you can narrow it down to a couple of different people. No.
But this one is a comedy, though, right?
It was what?
This is a comedy.
The Visit?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it is. Catherine Hahn's in it. It really is. That's the genre. I mean, it's horror. It's comedy horror. Yeah.
Well, it's a handheld. So it's a found footage movie. But I hear that it's really, really good.
Yeah.
It goes back to M. Night Shyamalan's fairy tale type days. So if you know the. If you see the poster, something says something about grandmother's house or whatever. The different rules that grandmother has
in her house. Right? Have a great time. Eat as much as you want.
Don't ever leave your room after 9:30.
Yes.
Yeah. I read your mind.
Or I will clean your bed.
Those are actually the rules that I have in my house as well.
For Frozen or for yourself?
For myself. Don't ever leave the house at 9:30. That's why I wasn't able to enjoy Vera Farmiga.
You want
to
hear about a crazy grandma? Let's talk about my mom's mom. Now, this lady, when you walk in her house, each step you take, she has a little wiper, and she bends
Dave's
over.
Dave's nodding his head, yes.
And she wipes the ground. And then when you're sleeping over there, you wake up at 2 in the morning to go to the bathroom, you come back, and your bed is made.
Wow.
It is unbelievably scary
it's
there.
It's true.
Wow. It's better than a hotel.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Are there mints on the pillow?
Oh, my God.
Maybe The Visit is based on that.
Maybe
plagiarism. Plagiarism.
Oh,
someone stole your life.
M. Day Shyamalan, you took it from us.
Well, that comes out September 11th, so that's scary in and of itself.
Yeah.
So that I'm really looking forward to. Another movie that I've been looking forward to for a long time, The Green Inferno, comes out also September 25th. The Green Inferno, that's the new movie by Eli Roth.
Oh, he's great.
Who brought us Cabin Fever and Hostel. Yeah.
What was that one that he did in South America?
I think that's that. That's,
no, it was like an earthquake. He was actually in it too.
Oh, yeah. I can't. Yeah, look that up.
That was a good movie.
Try to check it out.
That was really a good movie. Yeah, I like that as well. I think he was
apparently this one's South American as well.
But it's been on hold for a long time because the distributor ended up dumping it because it is so disturbing. It's a cannibalism movie.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I've heard
in a world where people taste like chicken.
Yeah. Yes. I've heard that this is like more gruesome than Hostel. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Organic chicken, free reign.
Yeah. Did you find the
I don't know which one it is because he's in so
it's
many.
Like after
Aftershock.
Aftershock. Yeah.
He plays Gringo.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So the original title on Green Inferno was Tarzan y el Misterio de la Selva. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
That was the original title.
I'll show about that again.
Very good. Congratulations. I thought someone said they got married. Okay. Victor Frankenstein. Victor Frankenstein comes out in October.
Frankenstein.
Like a real Frankenstein?
It's the Universal Monsters, so they're bringing back the Universal Monsters.
It's pronounced Frankenstein.
Frankenstein, I'm sorry. We'll do our German show.
No, that's from Mel Brooks.
And this is going to be when Frankenstein got bar mitzvahed.
Yes.
And then they do the prequel with the Moyle. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, this is... go ahead.
Well, all Frankenstein is after. He's not there to hurt people. He just wants some money. Give him some money. Yeah.
He just wants somebody to love him.
Yeah.
He doesn't even want money. He wants love.
Yeah.
He wants respect.
Exactly.
Now, Greg, did you ever read the Goosebumps books?
I did.
Were you a fan of those? Did you like them? Or?
I did.
Obviously.
I liked the show, too.
Okay, I like the show as well. So
now
you know Jack Black is going to be playing R.L. Stein.
Yes.
Right?
Stein.
R.L. Stein. Goosebumps, it's a movie, comes out October 16th. I'm looking forward to that, and I do not like Jack Black, so I'm hoping that that's good.
Wow. I like Jack Black, but I also like the Goosebumps books.
I like the Goosebumps books. I don't like Jack Black, but I'm willing to
explain.
He's annoying. He's obnoxious and annoying. Yeah, I've only.
You didn't see the pick of Destiny?
Oh gosh, I wish I didn't. You know, the only movie of his that I really liked was that one where he was in with Shirley MacLaine, Bernie.
I didn't know if I saw
You didn't
that.
Like Shallow Hal?
Oh, I did see that. That was horrible.
Shallow Hal was okay.
I didn't like Shallow Hal either.
No.
That was a Farrelly Brothers
Well, that was
movie,
because,
right?
Yeah, but that was because Gwyneth Paltrow, you don't like her.
That was one of the reasons, yes.
Yeah, she's cute for an older woman.
I think Dave likes it because of the message.
Message was good, and Tony Robbins was in there.
Okay.
He was in the elevator.
Yeah.
He has big hands.
Yeah, very.
He does look like a big hand.
Quite
guy.
The mouth, too. When he gets hungry, he goes, Tony Robbins hungry, and he just eats and eats.
And it's obviously Gwyneth Paltrow did, too.
Yeah.
She gained a lot of weight for that role.
Yeah. Wow.
She's a
no,
big
she had this. She did comment that what? When she put her bodysuit on or whatever it is to make her look enormous, when she walked through.
She wasn't that enormous.
Well, she was pretty big.
No. We've got some listeners.
On, enormous is politically
she was,
correct. Right?
She was big boned. Just
all right, big boned. But she said, you know, when they
like
stopped
me.
Shooting and she walked through a restaurant or something before she took her big bones off, she felt very conscious. People would look at her differently and stuff. And that, yeah.
Well, you know what? She should still feel that way without the suit because she's an ugly person, in my opinion, to begin with anyway.
She is?
I just don't like her.
As a person?
I don't like her, period.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Explain.
Explain. Yeah. Why do I have to explain? Just listen to every word that comes out of her mouth. It's ridiculous.
Do you like Apple?
I don't know Apple. I have nothing
qual?
Against Apple.
Yeah. I'm sure Apple's a good kid.
I'm sure Apple loves apples.
Yeah.
They named the kid Apple?
Yeah.
Yes.
But what? They knew Steve Jobs?
Their daughter. Their daughter.
You want to sum up Gwyneth Paltrow in one domain name? Go to goop.com. GOOP.com. That sums her up in one domain name.
Goop.com.
Wow.
We'll check it out.
I think she's.
She's disconnected from reality.
I think
reality.
She's attractive for an older woman.
She's
come
not
on.
Older.
Well.
Yeah, come on
she,
now.
I don't know. Okay.
Get right. in the game, Joseph.
Well, if Dave can make fun of larger people, I can make fun of older people.
That's okay.
No, I didn't make fun of them. I was describing
how
she felt.
I'm describing older people as well.
I don't get it.
I don't know. All right.
Well, and if you like goop.com, go ahead and buy a white t-shirt for $139. It's well worth it.
Wow.
100% cotton.
Yes, that's why it's well worth the $139.
What, she owns great. goop.com?
Yes.
Oh.
She sells clothing, and it's, like, ridiculous.
Oh.
Well, something else that is ridiculous is the Paranormal Activity franchise. The Ghost Dimension comes out this October. This is a movie that's been, 2 years in the making.
Yeah, usually they come out with one every year, but then it got held back last year.
Yeah, and, you know, perhaps they will hold back on it again, because I could do without it. Mm-hmm. I do not like the Paranormal Activity
franchise. Oh, my God, I just went to goop.com. She's got this white cotton shirt. It's $330.
Will you buy it for me, Eric?
Sure.
I need one for my next graffiti crawl. Can I?
That's insane. Look at that. That thing is $330. You got to look it up. It's just crazy stuff.
Well.
How do you spell goop?
G-O-O-P.
Oh, okay.
The G-O-P.
Yeah.
Oh, don't say that on this station.
It's like the GOP, except it's got one extra O.
Oh, all right. Well, something that's got an extra S is Rings, which is a sequel to The Ring.
The Ring Part 2 sequel? Or are they like prequeling?
I have no idea what they're doing with this one. Once again, another franchise that I could do without.
Yeah, there's never. Well, I will admit I like the first Ring, mm-hmm. but you got to stop after that sometimes. But, you know, you make the money and.
Make
you know,
that money.
Come in.
Make that money.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch it burn. Sing to the river the lessons I learned. Is that what you were singing?
No, I was singing a song from The Night at the Roxbury.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, but that one's a good one as well. And then on December 4th, something that I'm very much looking forward to.
You are.
Krampus.
Who?
Oh.
I'm sure Eric knows what Krampus is.
Oh, Krampus.
Why do you think
you said
I do?
Krampus.
I don't know.
Evil Santa Claus.
I didn't know that.
There is the Norwegian Santa Claus is like a rare evil guy instead of rewarding children with toys.
Benevolent.
Yes, yes. He punishes the
malevolent.
Dog. Right, malevolent, like the movie Maleficent.
Correct.
Yes, but
like Frozen.
So will Adam Scott and David Koechner be able to stop him?
I hope so. I hope so. And this is probably a comedy horror as well. But it's something that I'm very much looking forward to. Our friend Rob Zombie has a horror movie coming out as well.
Was it 31 or something?
Yes.
Has Rob been on the show?
No, he hasn't. He hasn't.
When you say our friend, I assume that he's been on the show.
He's kind of our friend because we visited his haunted house experience.
And he's a big LA Kings fan.
You got to get him on the show.
We do.
And his wife, Sherry.
Yes, yeah. We definitely do.
She's a treat.
Yeah.
It's great in his movies. He gets a lot of the same people back. Yeah, Malcolm McDowell, who, of course, was in his Halloween reboots. And
this is about clowns. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a clown on the poster. And they just released some images for the film a few days ago.
Okay.
And it looks really creepy.
It does. I like his movies. I mean, I know they're a little different, but
yeah.
I think he does a pretty good job with them. And, of course, one of the leads is Elizabeth Daly, the voice of Tommy Pickles.
There you go.
Rugrats. Yeah, she's still doing well.
And someone that I know that you're familiar with is Bella Thorne.
Yeah.
Well, she's got a horror movie coming out, Amityville, The Reawakening.
Amityville is back.
Oh, my God.
Amityville.
Yeah. I don't know if that's been put on hold or what. I think it was supposed to come out, and then it was on hold, and I think that it was supposed to come out this coming January. It might be on hold again. I remember we had someone on, I think they wrote Amityville, The Reawakening or something.
We did.
So we'll have to get the scoop on that. But then something that I'm looking forward to is a remake of Eli Roth's 2002 film Cabin Fever.
Yes.
Cabin Fever. Yes. That should be
the same name.
Yes. Well, you know, that's another one of my favorites.
Wait a minute. There's a remake of a movie that's not that old?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then had sequels. And Eli Roth, the original guy, is back.
I thought there was a law that the movie had to be like 20-some years old before you could remake it.
Eli Roth is changing that law.
There's also a marijuana law, but Tommy changed that.
Yes.
Single-handedly.
We appreciate it.
And our friend Brad Dourif
is back.
He's back with Chucky 7.
Oh, my God.
Another Chucky?
Yeah, after the events of Curse of Chucky. That's going to be coming out soon.
I thought he was killed off like 8 times.
Yeah, pretty much. And then our friend, we've named him VIP of the year, Elijah Wood. He's got a really cool horror comedy coming out called Cooties.
Cooties.
Cooties. If you haven't seen the trailer for Cooties, it's a really funny trailer. It's all about a bunch of teachers at a school, and then there's a cooties outbreak. But Cooties is not just cooties. Cooties
it's
is like a zombie.
Horribly violent thing.
Exactly.
Are you sure it's not like the teachers getting with the students?
Probably not.
It's like weekly.
These are like little.
I think that's
these are
illegal.
Like little kids.
Where were these? Oh, okay.
These are not like teenagers.
Isn't it weird though that like all those teachers that do that, they're all hot?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Well, that
the female ones.
Where were these teachers when I was in school?
Yeah, not that yoga instructor though.
Not her.
No.
She.
I wouldn't complain.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you put a bag on the face. But,
well, there you go.
Yeah.
Allison Pill is also in Cooties, by the way.
Oh, she's good.
She's not a pill at all.
I want to mention real quick something with Bella Thorne. TV show Scream, based on the Scream movies, is, I believe, premiering before the end of this year, and I know she's in that as well.
Did you see the mask for that? They changed the mask.
They did. I haven't seen it yet.
Check out the mask. It's very much different. It's inspired by, but they didn't want anyone to be confused because it's not the same characters as the film franchise. A lot of other horror movies coming out.
By the way, I digress, but Rob Zombie will be in Tempe on November 1st.
Oh, I guess we will be having Rob Zombie.
Get on that, Dave.
Get on that.
Yeah.
Just
okay.
Get on that.
Dave.
Wait a minute. How many of them are going to get on this? Come on.
Well, a few of us, so we can make sure that we get him on.
No, Rob Zombie, he's awesome.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
You called on me?
Dave's not paying
attention.
You've been
summoned.
Something that would get Greg's attention.
Is the Gremlins reboot.
Yeah, that we're looking forward to. And I'm surprised you haven't said...
Friday the 13th?
Yes.
2016?
You're reading my mind.
Oh, there we go. Dave showing
pictures. We'll be talking about this on Breakthrough Sports.
Yeah, absolutely. Brittany Griner and her annulment request from her wife.
And this is their wedding pictures.
Yeah, day after announcement that they're pregnant. Yeah.
And both of them?
One
of them.
Yeah.
Oh.
But we don't know which one. No, I'm kidding. We do. We'll talk about a little about
was that. Was that done by the way of the Lord?
Well, there was a lot
a lot of strife in that relationship and physical brutality, unfortunately.
You're not kidding.
They smacked each other around.
It's not just the NFL. Sorry. Yeah.
What were you going to say, Greg?
It's WNBA. These girls go at it with each other on and off the court.
Did you know that they're remaking I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Are you kidding? Is it direct to DVD?
No, it's going to be in theaters next year. And then also a sequel to the 2010 film I Spit on Your Grave, Vengeance is Mine. Now, you have to admit, I Spit on Your Grave is a great movie.
I Spit on Your Grave, that was like a 1970s movie.
Originally. Yeah, there was the original, and then they remade it. And it's like a horribly brutal, brutal movie.
I think I saw it. I'm not quite sure.
The girl in that, she's really attractive.
I'll start writing down all the movies I watch for you, Joseph, so that I can go with it.
And then it's hopefully still coming out. They want to split it into two films.
Stephen King?
Yes. Will Poulter will play Pennywise.
Yeah, that's the thing. They went young, and I think the studio didn't like it, but the director, he's pushing it.
And he wanted two films, and New Line said they didn't have the budget for two films, especially after Poltergeist didn't do that well in theaters.
Yeah.
So I mentioned earlier Jeepers Creepers 3.
You know, New Line's might have to bring Freddy back again.
Yeah, they're going to have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're bringing back Leatherface.
They are.
Leatherface has got a film coming out. Of course, Halloween. We've got another Halloween coming out soon.
Yeah. Although there's been some weird things with that, is that around Halloween time, they said there was a script ready to go, and they were moving on it. No word on it since then, really. But obviously, there'll be one at some point. I think they'll try to push by 2016, by the end of it, but they'll have to put it together quickly.
Yeah. And then, you know, so several others, I'll list them real quickly. A Resident Evil, the final chapter. Yeah. And, of course, Pet Cemetery, a remake of
that.
The
final chapter? Why don't I believe that?
I know, that's true.
It will never be the final chapter.
Never.
Yeah.
It could be the final chapter, and then they'll go back and do the prequel.
That's true. See, that's a good idea. Ouija 2.
And then they'll do three more prequels after that.
Ouija 2. Can we have a Ouija board in again?
We should. That was fun. Saw 8.
Wow.
We should bring a Saw in for that.
Yeah. Well, you know, those have all been pretty good, so.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with that. The Blob, remember, we're Samuel L. Jackson is going to be in The Blob.
That's not even scary. A pile of Jell-O does not scare me.
Even The Blob? Have you seen how scary that
Blob
is?
It's a pile of Jell-O.
And no. The Blair Witch Project 3. Hopefully that'll be being made soon. And a Vera Farmiga, we'll bring it full circle with The Conjuring 2, The Enfield Poltergeist.
You didn't like the first one.
I did not. I did not like that at all. So, you know, several others as well. There's another Grudge coming out, apparently. Mm-hmm. So they're just going to keep churning them out, and we'll keep reviewing them here on Breakthrough Entertainment, including The Purge 3. I can't wait for that.
Looking forward to it. And, of course, American Horror Story, the 5th season with Lady Gaga. Hotel is the theme. I think it's going to be great. You know, a spooky hotel, you can't go wrong with that.
And did anyone ever see Trick or Treat?
I did. I liked it.
That was a good anthology, right?
Yeah, one of the better. Oh, there is. Okay.
Yeah, this year. And then they're also making like a Christmas-type version as well, I think.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, Anna Paquin, I think, was in that.
Yeah, so, I mean, amazing. I do love horror movies. It is one of my favorite genres.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they're veering more toward the Insidious type lately. I like more of the gruesome Saw, Hostel, Cabin Fever type stuff.
I'm weird. I don't like blood, but I do like some type of horror movies. I do like the Scream types.
I like slashers.
Exactly. You can't go wrong with the original Halloween. I mean, it's just a great all-around movie. So
I don't like ghosts.
Yeah, right.
If it's not real. I mean, I like real horror. I mean, there's got to be some sort of reality to it. I'm not saying ghosts don't exist, but I'm saying it's got to be, you know, grounded in something.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when Freddy Krueger used to come out in that town in New Hampshire and take care of the kids, I mean, that is unbelievable. And no, but I agree. I do like those movies, the slasher ones with the, you know, the big three, you know, Freddy,
did you want to go camping
Jason.
At Crystal Lake with me?
No, I don't want to stay in a tent with you. Eric,
A hammock.
Oh, okay. Could I have my own hammock?
No.
It's a double hammock.
There's fits two.
I'll stay in the same tent as long as I have a zip-up sleeping bag that goes all around me.
Yeah.
A burrito. Bear burrito.
Bear?
Yeah, we don't want to play burrito
called?
While
it's going to be
there.
Bear in his burrito?
No.
Yeah. That's what you just said, a bear burrito.
He was talking for the bear to eat because remember we watched the movie?
That's
one of my favorite movies of the year so far.
It was?
I hope there's no sausage in that burrito.
Wow.
Yeah, well, it's good. I like bacon better, though. You know, one of my friends ordered something last night, and they said, but hold the bacon. I was appalled.
Say, I'll
what
hold it
order?
For
bacon
you.
Bacon and eggs?
I should have said, I'll take it. I'll go ahead and take it. Go ahead.
I like
and,
bacon. You know,
put it on the side and I'll have a.
They actually said hold the bacon, though. Not like, no bacon, please.
I'll have the bacon
hold
and
the
eggs.
Bacon.
Hold the bacon.
Yeah. Wouldn't be great.
I'll have
the waiter,
bacon burger. Hold the bacon.
If the waiter was hanging out with Tommy Chong and friends, he would come out holding the bacon, actually, and say, oh, I'm holding it for you.
Wow. All right. Well, there's a lot more to come here on Breakthrough Entertainment's Songs Made Scary by Horror Movies.
Yes.
Four. But of course, we heard from Tusk, again, Justin Long. That was a great movie.
Liked it. I saw part of it, and okay. I liked what I've
That's
seen.
Creepy,
I got to finish
right?
it. Very good.
Okay.
Well, Kevin Smith is great.
Well, this ends the movie. Oh, Wally, Oh, Wally by Gerard Way. This is a traditional song.
Yeah.
It plays during the end credits. It is a very sad song, especially if you know what happens at the end of the movie, and I will not spoil it for you. But
they
I highly
married.
Recommend you seeing Tusk. It is on DVD, Blu-ray, sure it's
I
on
am
Netflix.
The Walrus.
Oh, I love that. I Am the Walrus.
I am you, you are me, we are I Am the Walrus.
It's one of those movies that you watch and you just look away and you're like, I can't watch
look
this.
Away.
And then you look back look and you say, I have to watch it because it's just so, so bizarre. So bizarre. And my ringtone is from Tusk, by the way.
I knew it.
Yeah. You knew it?
No, I didn't know it. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM. KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Stay tuned in about, 10 minutes for a very, very special guest.
Nothing scary about this music.
No, this will be great. And we'll be right back. That breaks my heart.